Good morning. My name is Shakita. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. I need to advise you this call being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, I was trying to file a claim. I'm out of work until January the 9th.
You said until January the 11th?
The 9th.
Okay. May I have your social security number, please?
419-08-4285.
You said 4245?
419-08-4285.
Okay. And may you verify your first and last name for me, please?
Lena Davis.
Your date of birth?
11/14/1965.
And your mother's maiden name?
Bowling.
And your driver's license or state ID number?
Driver's license 5311901.
Since the last time you filed, have you worked on a different name, a different social security number, or has your name changed?
No.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade completed in school?
11.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. The prepaid The prepaid benefit card will take additional 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you after approval for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Checking account.
And who are
and
you banking
with? Alabama Credit Union.
Okay, and that rider number?
Okay, let me think. 26227741 9.
26227741 9.
Yes.
And the account number?
00122489550.
00122489550.
Yes.
And your mailing address?
1800 42nd Avenue, Northeast, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Zip code 35404.
Okay, 1800 42nd Avenue, Northeast, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35404. Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Any good contact phone number?
205-331-7050.
205-331-7050?
Yes.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer random generated questions. What color was your 1998 Dodge Cross? We have brown, dark green, red, silver, or have never been associated with this vehicle?
Red.
Okay. Question 2. Which team nickname is associated with a college you attended? We have the Eagles, the Flames, the Titanians, the Trolls, or none of the above?
None above.
Question 3. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? We have 1237 South Cold Lane, 1435 Mountain Lake Road, 21993 County Road 62 South, 3217 Sun Valley Drive, or have never been associated with any of the addresses.
3217 Sun Valley Drive.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification? Is that for trade readjustment allowance?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Was the work performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
And when was your last day work?
December the 9th, 2022.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solo on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently arrested for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for receiving a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a date to return back to work?
Yes.
And you said January 9th, correct?
Uh-huh, 2023.
Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period schedule company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Yes, we are for the Christmas holiday.
And what was your job title?
Cook.
And name of the company you're filing for?
Upper Crest.
When was your employee start date when you first started working with them?
I think February 23, like 2017.
February 23rd, 2017?
Uh-huh.
And what's their work phone number?
Let me see. Can I find one? I guess I'll just give you one that I know of. 205-393-9797.
205-393-9797. What city and state was this work performed in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any deferral pay for any time that delays their work? A vacation pay, a sick pay, or a holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay, and we are going to give you a temporary pin. You use this temporary pin number to file your weekly certification. That temporary pin number is 8565.
8565.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims you can wish to begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification week will result in loss of benefits. And if you choose to file through the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. Okay. And if you choose to file through the telephone number you call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Can you just repeat that number?
No.
Okay. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification by telephone or internet on this week, which will be Sunday, December 18th. Then you'll file every Sunday until you go back to work full time.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file this question list could result in lost benefits. And if you're not receiving your booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And you need to repeat that number?
No.
Okay. Ms. Lena Davis, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. You enjoy your day.
All right. You too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.